With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
They were alive until someone decided otherwise. You're tuned in to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring defense attorney and host of the podcast, Defense Diaries, Bob Mata.
One thing that comes to mind, too, here with a lot of these celebrities that are being speculated about and names are coming out, like in this civil suit, is, you know, if you truly have nothing to hide, you're innocent of all this, but you were friends with this person, and you did have a relationship there, but you had no idea what was going on in his bedroom or his sex dungeons or whatever the hell he was doing.
Sex dungeon.
Yeah. Sex dungeons. That sounds like a slogan.
I'm a big jingle guy, man.
By Menon was really originally sex dungeons.
By Menon. Exactly.
But if you were there and you now are learning that these people that you were close to, that you associated with, that you did business with, were responsible for these horrific things and being these type of people, I think you yourself would be shocked. I mean, if I found out that a good friend of mine or something was like, that you have this other vision of, is this? I think it would be traumatizing to you as well if you're innocent and just seeing how close you were to that fire and not even knowing it.
Yeah.
Are there some people out there that are like that? Probably,
sure.
But I think there's some too that knew something was up, but still continued to do business there simply because there was a lot of money to be made.
Yeah. And I think that, you know, when you kind of get to the, just the base of the, like the freak offs themselves, I think even people that may have attended them, you know, unwittingly, at least initially, they get there and they're like, holy shit. Like, I didn't know that this is what this was, man. Like, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Or maybe that are even there is such a weird debauchery filled spectacle that it's like watching a car wreck that you kind of just can't take, but not necessarily knowing anything like truly nefarious is going on. Just true. Thinking it's like, wow, this is like some next level orgy shit.
Yeah.
With some super rich fucks that are.
Yeah. I mean, I
just live in a different world than the rest of us. You know,
it's sure people were caught in that situation where it's like, I'll stay longer. Let's see what's, and you're just sitting there having a drink. You're like, what the going on here? You know, I mean, and if you're not, and if you don't know anything about it, you're not, I mean, I'm just assuming maybe this happened. I don't think that the first thing on your mind either is that there's children involved. I would think, well, these are all adults and this or that. I mean, unless it was obvious that they were kids. I don't know. I don't think a lot of them were so obvious though, that they were kids. I think a lot of them were trying to fit in.
I agree.
To look like 20 somethings.
Yeah. I think, you know, and it's that thing where, you know, the tougher part of the case in terms of any of the criminal allegations is always going to be, you know, and it's like, you can think back to, you know, like the Weinstein stuff.
Yeah.
You know, with the casting couch, you know, because you really need that issue of consent to be the thing from the criminal side of it, because it's like morally bankrupt as it is to think that somebody was using their power and dominion and status in order to extract sex out of people in order in exchange for a break or a role or an album, you know, and they do it, and I'm using air quotes for those of you just listening, willingly, but they consent to the act, even though it makes them feel dirty. You know, I don't know that that's a crime, you know, because you have consent, even though it's kind of like you've sold your soul to the devil type deal, where we're talking about no consent and people being drugged and children. That's a whole different thing. You know what I'm saying? It's like that. It's just a very, very different thing. And I think in these cases, as they start cropping up, that's going to be like one of the primary thrusts of the defense. You know, I mean, it's always a defense in a, you know, sexual assault cases is consent. You know, that they were consenting. Like I don't care what they're saying now. Now they're just trying to ring the bell. Now they're just trying to get money out of me. But back then, for whatever reason, you know, they consented, whether it was me making promises to get them a break, get them a deal. I'll get you that role, whatever. You know, I mean, it's shitty. You know, it's more, like I said, it's morally bankrupt. However, I don't know that it's criminal. So like as this thing kind of rolls out, man, you know, we keep talking about like, if you're thinking about like that situation where you're talking about, where you've got like a buddy that you know, you thought you knew, and it depends on how tight. I mean, if it's one of your ride or dies, you pretty much know what's going on. Right. So it depends on how ride or die that buddy is. Really, in terms of, are you in the inner circle of trust? Or are you on the outside of that looking in? And then it's just the money. The money just corrupts people in a way. And I'm not talking, I'm talking like generational type wealth, new money that's just been thrust upon people that you know, don't know what to do with themselves with that kind of money and power because they're not accustomed to it. You know what I mean? It's one thing when you come from generational wealth and it was your great, great grandfather, like old money, you're accustomed to living in that world. When you're not, and you like, you just lose sight of reality. Like you're no longer grounded, and it's way easier to be that way because you don't know how to handle it. You know, it's like you see it all the time with like young athletes coming out and they get that first big contract, especially like, you know, first rounders in the NFL or the NBA. And they go from having nothing to being millionaires. And the leagues were all like, all right, these kids don't know what the hell to do with their lives or with the money and the fame. And it's just a lot. You know, and they realize that. So they really put a ton of effort into trying to educate these guys, finding the mentors, you know, to kind of walk them through the process. Whereas from the music industry and the entertainment industry, like you don't have things like that going on. So, you know, these guys are just out there doing whatever they want, whenever they want, with whomever they want. And then you get this certain feeling of being bulletproof and you're not. And well, when you start hurting people, it's going to create problems for you in the legal process down the road, as it should.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
You're in the thick of a true crime saga, every detail sinking in. And then, wham, a commercial about something you couldn't care less about. It's like being served a microwaved dinner at a five-star restaurant. But it doesn't have to be this way. Go for True Crime Today, Premium Plus, on Apple Podcasts. With True Crime Today, Premium Plus, you get uninterrupted, ad-free episodes, extended interviews that dig even deeper into the muck, and early access so you can brag to your friends. It's like ordering the secret menu at a crime buffet. So, search for True Crime Today, Premium Plus, on Apple Podcasts, subscribe, and savor every twisted detail without interruption.